آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
آئی سی سی ٹی ٹوینٹی کا پروشوں کا ورلڈ کپ جو اس سال اکتوبر میں ہونا تھا آسٹریلیا اور نیوزی لینڈ میں، اسے ٹال دیا گیا ہے۔ کم سے کم اس سال وہ اب نہیں ہو رہا ہے، اس بات کی پشٹی ہو گئی ہے۔ اگلے سال ہو سکتا ہے کہ 2021 میں اکتوبر نومبر میں یہ ٹورنامنٹ آیوجت کیا جائے۔ اس بارے میں تمام جانکاری دینے کے لیے ہمارے ساتھ اس وقت نک ہاکلی ہیں جو کرکٹ آسٹریلیا کے انترم پرمکھ ہیں۔ سو ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی نک ہاکلی۔
تھینک یو ویری مچ فار ہیونگ می ویویک۔
وی ہیئر دیٹ ورلڈ کپ ہیز بین پوسٹ پونڈ، ہاؤ ڈو یو، واٹس یور فرسٹ ریئیکشن؟
یس، سو دی آئی سی سی بورڈ میٹ لاسٹ نائٹ اینڈ دیو ٹیکن دی ڈیسیژن ٹو پوسٹپون دس ایئرز men's T20 World Cup. What they've confirmed is that there will be a men's T20 World Cup taking place in October-November 2021 and a men's T20 World Cup taking place in October-November 2022. So what we know is that those events will be hosted in India and Australia, but we're waiting for now for confirmation around whether India or Australia will host the 2021 and the 2022 version or vice versa. And that's to do with the health situation at the moment. And that's a decision that the ICC will be taking in the coming weeks. But certainly for the moment, it's good to have clarity, to be able to give clarity to all our fans and the venues and all the teams around the world that that certainly this year's event is unfortunately postponed. But the good news is it's not being cancelled. It is going to happen. We just need to wait a little bit longer to understand whether that's going to be in time or in 2 years' time.
Nick, was this Cricket Australia's perspective as well, or was there an option given?
So it was a decision that was made by the ICC. We obviously at Cricket Australia work very, very closely with the ICC and all the member countries. So certainly we've been working with them on the implications of the health situation and a whole range of different contingency plans. But ultimately, the decision to postpone was a decision that was taken by the ICC.
And what are the implications now? Especially people have bought tickets for the matches. So what happens now?
Yeah, so given that the event's not happening this year, people are entitled to a refund of their tickets as per the ticketing policy. But if the event's postponed to 2021, then ticket holders can keep hold of their tickets and they will remain valid for the 2021 event. If it turns out that we're postponed until the 2022, then we'll automatically refund all of the ticket holders and then we'll relaunch the ticketing program closer to the time.
Does this impact India's tour to Australia in December as well? I mean, of course, it's not confirmed yet.
Yeah. The short answer is that it doesn't. I mean, it gives everybody clarity around planning the season ahead. We remain very optimistic about India's tour to Australia. The reality in relation to the T20 World Cup is 15 international teams coming into the country, moving all around, given that international borders are currently closed and subject to restrictions. Same for some state borders, was just too complex and too risky. Having said that, one team coming in, we're working very closely with the authorities and we remain very optimistic around India coming in. So the good news for everyone who is looking forward to watching India play in the World Cup is that it's highly likely that they'll be here for this summer, and currently we've scheduled to play 10 matches against India, being 4 test matches, 3 T20s and 3 ODIs.
Thank you so much, Nick Hockley, for sparing your time and sharing this information.
No, yeah, thanks for all your support and looking forward to the summer ahead. Thanks so much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहाँ आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।